Luke 21. And Jesus said in the last days, men are, verse 26, Luke 21, 26, men are going to faint from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then, after that, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things, not after these take place, begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads. That's the opposite of fear. A man who's afraid doesn't straighten up and lift up his head. There are two groups of people going to be on the earth in the last days. One who are gripped by fear when they think of what's going to happen. The cost of living is going up, the value of currency is going down, the economies of all countries are going to be shattered. I might as well tell you that's going to happen. Because there's a verse in Hebrews chapter 12 which says that God is going to shake everything that's going to be shaken. It's in the last few verses of Hebrews 12. So that the things that cannot be shaken will remain. Please remember that we are approaching, if you like, keep a finger here and turn to that verse in Hebrews chapter 12 if you're not familiar with it. Because this is, we're going to see it in the coming days. Be prepared for the fulfillment of this verse. Verse 27, Hebrews 12, 27. And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Whatever people place their confidence in, other than God, will be shaken. You place your confidence in money, in the stock market, in trading, in real estate, in land, and banks, and deposits, and whatever it is. If it's a created thing, I can tell you right now, in Jesus' name, it's going to be shaken. And if you're standing on that, you're going to be shaken too. The things that cannot be shaken will remain. It's very important to have our feet firmly founded on the rock in these days. A lot of things are going to shake around us. Who are the ones who are going to find themselves unshaken? Those who got their feet on the rock. And when things are failing around us, who are the ones who are going to lift up their heads and not faint in fear? I'll tell you. Those who have spent their life seeking the kingdom of God first. That doesn't mean full-time workers. Every child of God, and 99.9% of children of God are not full-time workers. But every child of God must seek God's kingdom first. In other words, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14, 17. That must be primary in their life. Seeking the kingdom of God does not mean, here's another wrong understanding, does not mean missionary work, seeking the spread of the gospel. No. Romans 14, 17. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Pursue righteousness, joy in the Holy Spirit, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, and you'll be pursuing the kingdom of God first. And if your whole aim in life is to be filled with the righteousness of Christ, the character of Christ, the joy of the Lord at all times, and to be at peace with God and peace with all men, you're seeking God's kingdom first. And I guarantee you, on the basis of the greatest guarantee that you can ever have, God's word, all the things that you need for your earthly life will be added to you. You can be sure. And the people who place their confidence in money and resources and savings and this, that, you just wait and see what's going to happen. They're going to be shaken. So people are going to faint for fear. Two groups, those who faint for fear and those who stand upright. So I want to say a few things about this matter of fear. Because very often Jesus came to his disciples. I don't want to show you all the references. But he would often say, fear not. Or don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Even after his resurrection. Turn to John's Gospel chapter 20. You read in John 20. It says here in verse 19. The disciples, John 20, 19. The disciples were inside a locked room. shut there for fear of the Jews. Even though they had heard preaching from the greatest preacher that ever walked this world, Jesus Christ, for 3.5 years, you would think that if you had heard Jesus himself speaking to you and walking with you for 3.5 years, you'd never have any fear left in you. No, sir. You're not better than Peter, James, and John. Don't be conceited. These people walked with Jesus, heard him, touched him, ate with him, and listened to him, the greatest preacher that walked on the earth, the most anointed preacher for 3.5 years. At the end of it, what were they doing? They were sitting in a room locked up for fear. And Jesus came into the midst. You say, ah, now at least the fear will go, because they have seen. They saw Jesus crucified and they see him risen from the dead and him speaking, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I send you, verse 21. And he breathes on them. Something happened. Receive the Holy Spirit. Boy, now you think the fear is gone. No, sir. It hasn't gone yet. 8 days later, verse 26. Again, the disciples were inside with the door shut. They were still sitting inside with the door shut for fear. What do we learn from that? You can walk with the greatest, with the Lord Jesus himself personally for 3.5 years, listen to him and be full of fear. You can see him actually physically coming and touch him and still have fear. You can have him breathe on you and say, receive the Holy Spirit, and still have fear. When did that fear disappear? When they were baptized in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. That is why I keep telling born again Christians, you know what you need? You need the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. You don't need to be just immersed in water. You need to be immersed by Jesus in the Holy Spirit and fire. Then, it's reading the day of Pentecost, suddenly they opened the doors and they could come out. What could not be accomplished by 3.5 years of walking with Jesus, listening to him, seeing him resurrected from the dead, his breathing on them, I think they were born again there perhaps. They needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Then the fear disappeared. So what is the word for the last days? If men's hearts are going to faint for fear and some people are going to stand upright with their heads lifted up, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not once, but continuously. Ephesians 5:18 says, be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the greatest need to be prepared for the last days. Because that's the only thing that helped those apostles to be free from here.